I'd just like to say this, that it's quite confusing, that the coffers who are against us, I don't quite understand why obviously they call us non-Muslims, and they're killing us and fighting against us.
No, I don't understand that either.
No, I mean, they're killing us and fighting against us, and the Christians believe in a whole completely different thing, and they don't even touch them. They don't care what they see.
They've started lately.
I understand one thing, that the Christians don't believe the way we do, and we think we're Muslims. But I don't quite understand the fact that if they call us non-Muslims, and they're non-Muslims, if they hurt us, why don't they hurt them?
Yes, that's the point. Yes. You made it. Why do you call yourself confused? You're very clear here.
Well, I'm just confused as to why they do what they do.
Because the fact is that because they believe you are true.
Yes.
And because they believe in the truth and life of Ahmadiyya, they're afraid of it. You're not afraid of dead entities. You're afraid always of a life phenomena which can envelop you, which can swallow you up, which can, flourish at your cost. So they are truly afraid of you. They know something in you which is very scary to them. So that is the only reason. The rest is just excuses. Otherwise, the differences that you have just pointed out between them and the Christians are immense. And they don't pay respect to those differences. Differences between them and the idol worshippers, Hindus and so on. I mean, there's differences like between insipidities, and nobody cares. So they are not honest in their approach. They just want an excuse and that's all. And this is the lame excuse they have got, that you are not Muslim, so we must do anything we like to you. But you have not a confused thinking at all, I must say. You are a very clear-headed young boy.